We're looking at Proverbs chapter number 3. Now this morning I'm not going to preach to you a new truth. I'm not even going to preach to you an old truth from a new angle. I just want to remind us all this morning of a very simple and a very basic truth of the Christian life. And it's found in Proverbs chapter number 3, verses 5 and 6. Would you stand together with me as we read this morning? Most of you can probably quote it. But Proverbs chapter number 3, verses 5 and 6. Read it together with me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Father, I thank You for the privilege of standing before these people and sharing with them what You've laid on my heart. And God, I truly believe that this is the message that You have for this hour. And so, God, I pray that You would help me to present clearly the truths of the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit might use the Word to speak to the hearts of Your children. And we'll thank You and praise You. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. D.L. Moody once said this, "Trust in yourself, and you are doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends, and they will die and leave you. Trust in reputation, and some slanderous tongue may blast it. But trust in God, and you are never to be confounded in time or eternity." The idea of trusting God is foundational to the Christian life. After all, isn't that the way we become a child of God? Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Trusting is simply the heart's belief. Trusting is foundational, is the foundation on which we rest our souls for eternity. But even though that's how we begin our Christian lives, why is it so difficult to live our Christian lives day by day through trusting? It's been said many times, if you can trust God with your eternal soul, why can't you trust Him with everything else? And today we're going to look at a passage that is extremely familiar. And I want us to all to be reminded today of this simple truth. You must trust God. The title of my message is this, Just Trust God. Now there are three reasons I see from this passage that we should trust God. Reason number one, verse number 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." The first reason you must trust God is this. You do not have all the answers. You do not have all the answers. Now notice there in verse number 5, the little phrase says, "Lean not unto thine own understanding." Now that implies that in and of yourself you do have a measure of understanding. But you know what? The temptation in our lives is to get to the point where we think that we do have all the answers. And even among us here at Bible College who have studied the Word so much, sometimes the temptation can be even stronger. I mean, after all, we've given these years of our lives to studying the book that has all the answers. And sometimes we grow self-confident and trust in our knowledge and trust in our ability to exegete the Word. But when it comes down to it, no matter how educated you are, no matter how much time you've spent with God and in His Word, you still don't have all the answers. You remember the story of Job. In one day, Job lost his cows, or his oxen, his sheep, his donkeys, his camels, and all of his children in one single day. This was something that God decided would be good for Job, but Job didn't understand it. And you remember how Job was there mourning after he had been stricken with a disease that covered his body with boils, and he was in mourning, and his friends came to him, and for a time they sat with him, mourning with him. And then they began to talk amongst themselves, and they were trying to figure out what the reason for this trial in Job's life was. Job's friends thought it was because he had done something wrong. Job knew that he had not done anything wrong and was thoroughly confused himself to the point that he nearly got angry with God. And you remember in Job chapter number 38 when God finally spoke up and interrupted this whole conversation. God began to ask Job a series of questions. And in Job 38, in verse number 4, the questions began like this. God speaking to Job said, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. And for 71 verses, God asked Job questions like this. And his point was to get this thought across to Job. Job, you don't have all the answers. I read a humorous illustration about this that goes so well with this. There was a blind turtle that lived in a well. And one day there was a turtle from the sea, a sea turtle, that decided to make a journey across the land and ended up falling in the well that this blind turtle was in. Well, after he shook himself back to his senses, he introduced himself to the blind turtle, and the blind turtle asked him, "Where are you from?" And the sea turtle said, "Well, I'm from the ocean. I live in the ocean." The blind turtle in the well said, "Wow, well, how big is the ocean?" The sea turtle said, "Well, the ocean, it's so big, I couldn't even describe to you how big the ocean is." So the blind turtle decided he'd try and figure out how big it was, and he swam a circle around that well there, and he said, "Well, is the ocean this big?" And the sea turtle said, "No, the ocean is so much bigger than this well, bigger than that I couldn't even describe it to you." The blind turtle thought for a second, and he swam another time, this time going all the way around the edge of the well. And he said, is the ocean that big?" And the sea turtle said, "Listen, the ocean is so vast and so enormous that it does not even compare to the size of this little well that you live in." And that blind turtle thought for a moment. And then he said, "You know what? I think you're just bragging." And you know, so many times we're like that blind turtle. We have this little pool of knowledge that we've accumulated, and we swim around in it thinking that, man, that's as big as it gets. It doesn't get any bigger than this. Not realizing that there is a whole vast ocean out there of God's knowledge that we've not even begun to touch. You must trust God this morning because you do not have all the answers. But secondly, and the good news of this, is that there is one who does have all the answers. God has all the answers. In verse number 6, we read, "In all thy ways, acknowledge Him." Acknowledge who? Acknowledge God. Acknowledge what about God? Acknowledge that He does have all the answers. You know, we'd be pretty hopeless, wouldn't we, if no one in the world had all the answers. A lot of people believe that nobody has all the answers. And they spend their life searching to find what they think is the best explanation for life. But to me, that's completely ironic. If you admit that you don't have all the answers and you think that nobody else has all the answers, why would you look around at all the people trying to find all the answers? We don't have all the answers. And it would be pretty hopeless if nobody had all the answers. How could we be sure that our future was secure? How could we be sure that we would be all right on the other side of eternity? How could we be sure of anything if nobody had all the answers? But I'm thankful for this morning that there is one who has all the answers. And it's no less than God Himself. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 4:13 that neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open in the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. 1 John 3:20 says this, For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. Did you ever stop to think that there is no lack of knowledge with God whatsoever? There is nothing that escapes His knowledge. And even if there was, His knowledge would still be far greater than ours could ever hope to be. Paul said it this way, because in 1 Corinthians 1:25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Now, of course, God does not have any foolishness in Him. But even if He did, it would still be far wiser than we could be. Have you ever really stopped to think about how the omniscience of God should impact your everyday life? If you really believe that God knows everything, shouldn't it affect the way that you live? Let me illustrate it this way. Suppose that you had a car that needed repairing. It's probably a Ford, as we heard last week. But you had a car that needed repairing. Your father happened to be a master mechanic. In fact, he was part of the team that designed and built this particular model of car that you're driving. But rather than going to your father and asking him for his advice and his help on fixing this car, you go out and for hours just fumble around trying to fix the problem on the car. Now, wouldn't that be so foolish? When your father is right there with all the answers you could ever need for that car, and you never ask him. But isn't it more foolish when we have a heavenly Father who designed everything that we call life, and yet we fumble around trying to solve the problems without ever stopping to ask him? You must trust God this morning, because God does have all the answers. However, it wouldn't do us much good if God had all the answers but didn't want to give them to us. But God does. God does want to share them with us. He wants to direct our paths. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. You know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we all had a personal guidance counselor that we could go to, and this particular guidance counselor would never, ever give us bad advice. Every time we went to them, they would tell us exactly what we needed to do. They would understand clearly the ramifications of every decision we would ever make, and they would point us in the right direction every time that we went to them and asked them. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Well, you know we do. And it's no less than God Himself. You must trust God this morning. Number three, because God wants to direct your path. You know, as we look through the Bible, we find that it's filled with examples of God's promises to guide His children. The very first that I think of is Abraham. In Genesis 12:1, God said to Abraham, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." And then all through the story of Abraham, we see God's guidance and God's direction. Now, Abraham didn't always follow it, but God was always there to guide him. I think of Moses and the children of Israel as they came out of Egypt. God led them out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, into the wilderness. Every step of the way, God led them. And even though He had to punish them for 40 years and making them wander through the wilderness, He was still there with them, leading them, showing them the path that they were to take. And in 2 Chronicles 32:22, we read this: "Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other." Notice this phrase: "and guided them on all sides." God wants to be your guide. Psalm 23:3, famous passage. Bible says, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Psalm 25:9, "The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way." Psalm 48:14, "For this God is our God forever and ever, and He will be our guide even unto death." Psalm 73:24, "Thou shalt guide me with Thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory." Psalm 39:9-10, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me." Isaiah 48:17 says, "Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." Isaiah 58:11. What about the New Testament? Are there any passages that promise us God's guidance? John 16:13. "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. But whatsoever He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." Hebrews 13:5. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." Many times, We'll admit that God has all knowledge. But if you're like me, you'll wonder if He really wants to show it to you. What about the promise of Romans 8:32? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also give us freely all things, even the day-to-day guidance we need? James chapter 1, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Understand this morning that God wants to direct your path, but you have to trust Him. A lot of the new cars that are coming out now have optional navigation systems on them. And through a series of satellites and computer programs, these navigational systems can give you precise directions from how to get to point A to point B, even down to telling you exactly when you need to turn. And you know what? God wants to be our navigation system. He wants to show you how to get from where you are today to where you need to be in the future, right down to the exact precise moments that you need to make a turn. God wants to do that for you, but you have to trust Him. So we see, you have to trust God today because you don't have all the answers. But God does. And He wants to direct your path. And as we conclude, let's draw some practical application from this. The truth of the message is simple. Just trust God. You single students, you need to trust God with your school bill. You see, you don't have all the answers. You don't know if it really is best for you to work 40 hours a week and pay it off, or if it's best for somebody just to give a sum of money and pay it off. You don't know. You may have your opinion, but you don't know. But God does. You just need to trust Him with your school bill. You need to trust Him for a future spouse. You know what? You don't have all the answers. You don't know what your needs are going to be 10 years down the road from now, what ministry you'll be in, what trial you'll be going through. But God does. And He has designed somebody exactly perfect for you that will be there to meet those needs down the road. You need to just trust God for a future spouse. Us married students, we need to trust God as well. We need to trust God to pay our bills. You've got that stack of bills laying at home waiting to be paid. You don't know how they're going to be paid. I mean, with a negative bank account balance, it's hard to pay bills. You don't know how it's going to happen. But God does. And God wants to meet your need. But you have to trust Him. Just trust God with your bills. Trust God with your family. As Dr. Surrett mentioned, being married in Bible college is difficult. And there are stresses and strains on a family that are like very few elsewhere in the world, I believe. It's hard. We don't even know all the needs sometimes that our families have. But God does. And He wants to meet those needs. And He wants to see our families come together in a closeness, in a unity that would bring honor and glory to Him so that we could serve Him together in a future ministry. He wants to do that. We just need to trust Him. And you know, for all of us here, we're looking forward to one day being in a full-time ministry somewhere. Somewhere doing something, just daily giving our all for the Lord to bring Him honor and glory. But you know, right now we don't know where that's going to be. We don't have all the answers. We don't know how we're going to get there. We don't know all the preparation we're going to need when the time comes. We don't know. But God does. We just need to trust Him. This morning, you don't have all the answers, but God does. And He wants to direct your path. So this morning, will you just trust Him?